begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos, daf Membez, begin Omen Alf, begin the Tejdim Maschel, till begins the words of the Gemara, Afilah Shal Eitz Nami, then even if it's from wood also. Tejdim comes to explain, this is the Gemara's question regarding that Dabashin Miskavin would be dependent on a Malach HaShin Tzich Leguf. And the Gemara has the question, as Tejdim is quoting, regarding the Shmuel. Shmuel said that you're allowed to go ahead and put in cold water into the hot water kettle, even Kadesh Shil Tzarev, where, because Shmuel holds a grip of Shimon, that Dabashin Miskavin is Mutter, on that the Gemara asks, Shmuel says, you're allowed to extinguish a coal of metal in the Rishus HaRabim so that the public doesn't get harmed, but not a coal made out of wood. But that's what the Gemara's question, as Tosfos is quoting. If Shmuel holds a grip of Shimon, then he should have permitted, even if the coal is made out of wood, because it's a malacha, shein tzich leguf, where grip of Shimon holds a going to be potter. So the Gemara answers, even though Shmuel holds a grip of Shimon, regarding Dabashin Miskavin, that's Mutter, as in from the previous stuff, regarding malacha, shein tzich leguf, where he holds a grip of Yehuda, is going to be us. That Taisa asks, from time and if you're going to say, yeah, Taisa has to take a second look. What exactly was the understanding of the questioner? Because he holds like him in one area of halacha regarding Dabashin and Miskavin, when it's unintended at all, that's going to be mutter. That he has to hold like him regarding when it is intended, and you're intending to do it. It's just not for that intentional, it's for some other purpose, and then it's also going to be mutter. Why would that be dependent one on the other? Yeshemite says, what you could say is, yes, the Sagadaitach of the Maksha, the assumption of the questioner was, the Vadi Habahotalya, that they are dependent one on the other, as Tais explains. Mishum this of Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Malacha Shein Tzarech Leguva Chayavala, because when you're doing Malacha, that it's not for intended purpose, it's for some other thing, but you don't need this thing itself. You can be Chayav, where? Hechad Miskavim, when you're intending to do the Malacha, because, yeah, you're only Chayav when you're having Kavana. You have to have intent, malachas machsheves. So, if you chayiv by in tzich legufo, so then you could understand b'she'im miskaben nami, that even when you're not in kavon at all, I could understand you be chayiv because echmir chachamim. The rabbis came along and they were stringent because, okay, we see that even when you don't have full intent, meaning you're having intent but it's in tzich legufo, you can be chayiv. Okay, rabbinically we'll say, even if you're not in kavon at all, you can be chayiv. Avol b'shimin, but if you hold a b'shimin. The potter laminat toyaf miskavin, that he says that you're biblically exempt, even when you have kavana, as long as in tzrich legufo. So lechash lesem drabban and kshem miskavin. So rabbi's not going to come along and say that even when you don't have kavana at all, that you're also going to be chayiv, even rabbinically, because keeping the miskavin asked me, because since Rabbi Shimon holds, even when you have kavana, but it's just not tzrich legufo. Leke elisur drabban is only rabbinic iser. So therefore, they're not going to come along and say when it's not miskaven at all, which is what's called davashem miskaven, that would be rabbinically problematic. And therefore, if he holds like a b'shimin regarding davashem miskaven, then for sure he holds like him. This was the Gemara's assumption regarding malacha shein tzich legufa, and therefore it should have been, was the Gemara's question, that he would hold that you can be potter there too. But, says Taisus, umiu, however, lefia emes, as the truth is, as we see from the maskanas of Gemara, is lav ha'baha talia. No, it's not dependent on one on the other. Why? Because the Shmuel avagav de b'malacha sheinet tzrich legufa. Even, but regarding, even though it's a malacha that you don't need for the thing itself, yes, there savak Rabbi Yehuda dechayiv. There he holds like Rabbi Yehuda dechayiv, and still mata be'ein miskaven. Still he holds regarding b'davashin miskaven. Then he holds like Rabbi Shimon that's going to be mutter because and that makes sense on some level because yeah, malacha sheinet tzrich legufa. You're having kavana. It's just not tzrich legufa. Then you're gonna be chayiv. But regarding Dabashin Miskavin, that he holds like a b'shimen, where you're not in Kabbalah at all, that there's going to be mutter. Now, another point Taisa points out is that Rabbi Yehuda Nami, Rabbi Yehuda himself also, Asur Ein Miskavin, he holds, and this is what we see, not like the assumption of the questioner, that he also says Dabashin Miskavin is going to be Asur, Afila Begreira, as we see other sugyas, he says it clearly, even when you're dragging a chair on the ground, where the miskaven atzmai lo asim of the rabban, and there even if you're intending to do that, it's only rabbinically prohibited because mean lekaman, like we say later on the mevavim abeis. So you see that even by an isad rabbanon, not like the questioner, Rabbi Yehuda holds that davashem miskaven is aser. So you see it's not dependent one on the other. Now Tosfos says, ubishili kol atader. The Gemara at the end of Perek Atader in Zvachim Nav Tzadigal and Beis, the Gemara brings the Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, hamisnad of yain. Someone donates wine as a wine libation for the mizbeach. So the halach is meviyay u'mezalf agab ish. He brings it and it's a discussion over there. Shmuel says that you pour it on the fires itself. That's how you bring your donated wine for the mizbech. Uparcha, the Gemara asks on him, but when you're sprinkling the wine on the fire, you're extinguishing the flame, and the Torah says you now extinguish the flame on the mizbech. Mishani, the Gemara answers, the Sava Shmuel holds it's not a problem because Dabash Ein Miskaven is mutter. Since that's not your intention to put it out, even if that might happen, so that's going to be permitted. Then the Gemara asks, like it asked over here, how could you say holds Dabash Ein Miskaven is mutter? The Amr Shmuel says, Mechaben Gachel Shamateches, you could only extinguish a coal of metal, Avaloy Shalates, but on Shabbos you cannot do it out of wood. So you see, Shmuel does not hold a Grib Shimon, who holds Malach Hashem Tzich Legufa, even of wood, we'd be potter. Now, says Taisus V'Hashta, now that we just explained that Dabash Ein Miskaven and Malach Hashem Tzich Legufa is not dependent one on the other, so Eimer Rashba, the Rashba says, the parach that the Gemara's question over there on Shmuel, who says Dabash Ein Miskaven is mutter, from Malach Hashem Tzich Legufa that holds his chayiv, was asking me Kol Shekin. What's the Kol Shekin? The Kivin does Dabash Shmuel. Since Shmuel holds, the Malach Hashem Tzich Legufa is chayiv, as we see that he holds by that of wood in the street, that even though it's in Tzich Legufa, you don't need the coal itself, you just want the wood fire to go out. You're going to be chayiv. Im kein, svirli nami b'Shabbos. So then for sure he holds on Shabbos. The Dabash Ein Miskaven is aser. That something that's unintended should be aser. Why? Why would that be? Because the Sava HaMakshah Dahasim, the Gemara's questioner over there assumed, the Habahat Talia, that yeah, they are dependent on one on the other, like the Gemara's questioner over here. Now, so what's the Koshkin? V'kiv in the B'Shabbos, since on Shabbos, where the only thing the Torah made forbidden was a Melechas Machshebes, where you have intentional activity. And even so, Aser Ein Miskaven, and still it's prohibited, when you didn't even intend to do it. So Koshkin Ba'amos, so for sure in general, where, let's say, regarding putting out the fires in the Mizbeach, where you don't even have to have a Melechas Machshebes, for sure, Dabash Ein Miskaven is going to be Aser. Therefore, that was the Gemara's question on this, that he says that you're allowed to sprinkle the wine on the fires itself. Now, Achiksha, so although we explained the Gemara's question, but what the Rashba is bothered by is the Mashma. The Gemara sounds like the Abbasab Shmuel had Shmuel held Melocha Shein Netzrich Eloi. That regarding Melocha Shein Netzrich Legufa, that Pater allow that you would be Pater, meaning not like the way he's quoted that regarding Loi Shalates. If let's say held Shalates, then you would be able to put it out, that you'd be exempt. Have Asi Shaper, that oh, then it would make sense that you let it pour the wine on the fires, even though when you're extinguishing the flame, because it's something that's unintended. But why would it make sense? But regarding doing something that you're intending, but it's not for that thing itself. Bishari surim de lav Shabbos, when it's regarding other prohibitions besides Shabbos, chayev alel, you are actually liable because only by Shabbos a malacha shein tzrich leguf you're going to be potter because that's not a malachas machshebes. But by your other prohibitions where it doesn't say malachas machshebes, then even malacha shein tzrich leguf you would be chayev. So v'kivin is really the hub hotalia. So if in the Gemara's assumption holds one is dependent one on the other, simkein, if so by other isurim by malacha shein tzrich leguf that you be chayev. So then, Dabash Ein Miskaven, you'd also be chayiv, because one's dependent on the other. So if so, Amai Kamahasim, so why does the Gemara say over there that you would be able to be permitted, according to that, to sprinkle the wine on the fires, because Dabash Ein Miskaven is mutter, something that's not intended is going to be permitted, but it should still be forbidden, because it's by other Yisurim, where Melacha Shein Tzrich Leguf is chayiv, so Dabash Ein Miskaven should also be chayiv, and Taisa does not answer this question of the Rashba. The next Taisa to Maskelis begins the words of the Gemara. Nice and adam chamel teirtzan. A person could put hot water into cold water. Taisus comes to explain this machlekes b'sham b'shil. If you're allowed to put even cold water into hot water, and also second of all, what is the situation that b'shil says permitted? Now the Gemara brought a brisa. This machlekes that b'sham says you're allowed to put hot water into cold water, but not cold water into hot water. B'shil says no, hot into cold, cold into hot is permitted. Now Taisus says this that b'sham agree that you're allowed to put the hot water into cold water. That's a fila bikli rishon, or as some have the girsa mikli rishon. It's even from a kli rishon. Why? The chamel techtzayin ain't mevashel because hot water into cold water, even if it's from a hot, even from a kli rishon from the primary vessel, wouldn't cook. Kamei shafar is going to explain, which as today's going to bring, he's going to go based on Rabbeinu Tam, because this essentially when you pour one thing into another thing, the one that has the most is the one on the bottom. So the little amount of hot water that you're putting into the large amount of cold water is not going to cook it. So, therefore, when Bishami agrees to Cham L'Techtzainen, is because there's very little hot water, so it's not going to cook. Now, and this that Bishami say, but L'Techtzainen L'Techam, that you now pour the cold water into hot water, that's a filibic cliche. That's even if the hot water that you're pouring into is in a secondary vessel, it's not the pot that was cooked on the fire, it's still going to be Aser, Because the Gazi Bishami, what's the Isser? I Klishen is not Mavashal. Because the way Tosi explains the Gazi Bishami, Bishami made a rabbinic decree of Klisheni, if we let you do it into a secondary vessel, to Klishen, I come to a Klishen, which then that's going to be Mavashal. And the Bishami said, that's going to be us. Bishol the pligi, Bishol that disagrees, Bishorud sign Lutecham, and then they let you pour even cold water into hot water. Again, that's still in the same case as Bishami. Hanidavka be Klisheni, that's specifically into a secondary vessel, simply because they don't have this Gezerah of Klisheni not to Klishen. Because as it clearly says in the Braisa, the Beis Hillel says, when did we say this permissibility is bekois, is by a cup, which a cup is a klisheni that's not put onto the fire itself. Which mashma de beklivishim, which that sounds like, but in the primary vessel, that might the Beis Hillel would agree that it's going to be awesome. Now Taisa explains, v'loy mishum de sabahach Braisa de tata gvar. Now, it's not the reason that why the halacha is like this, that you let a pour hot water into cold water, because the cold water is on the bottom, so therefore that's going to cool down the hot water on the top, because what's on the bottom is stronger than the previous bakunas, like Rashi explains. Dim kain, if that would be the case, then yikshim hachlam andami lo gvar. This is a shas machlekes. Do we say the bottom is stronger than the upper one? If he would have a clear brisa that it's the bottom one is stronger, that's difficult on those who hold that the upper one is stronger. So why would you, if you hold the lo gvar, why allow to pour the hot into the cold? So that therefore it can't be because of tatagvar. Moreover, says Taisus, because even the ulamandom at tatagvar nami, even the one who holds that really the bottom one is stronger, and so that can't be the reason why you let it pour hot in the cold. Because that's still going to cook at least a peel's worth of the top of what's on the bottom. Like I'm going to explain later on, Taisus on Amid Beis, the different maskal aval. So if so, why would it be permitted to pour even the hot into the cold? It's still going to be cooking at least a little bit of the cold, and you're not allowed to cook a Shabbos even a little bit. El Nir Kamashem and Rabbeinu Tam. Rather, says Taisa, it appears like the way Rabbeinu Tam said it. A different interpretation. The Chamot Techtzen Mashma, the reason why you let it pour the cold into the hot into the cold, even according to Beis Shammai, is because when you're pouring hot into the cold, that sounds like Shatzain Nishal Mata Merubim, that the cold that's on the bottom is the majority. Why? Shaterach Lit Namud Merubim. The norm is you pour the little into the lot. You don't do a lot into a little. That would be the unnecessary exertion. That's why the little amount of hot water they're pouring into the cold is not going to cook at all, because it's very little. So yes, even according to the one who holds the log var, and for sure the one that's a tog var, it's not going to cook even could they klipa. Why? Because it's this little bit of hot water is mixing into this abundant amount of cold water, and then that nullifies its heat. But that's what Bisham was saying. Well, I'll pour the cold into the hot. Why? Because you have a lot of hot water on the bottom. And then this little bit of cold water that you're adding gets mixed in. That's going to cook. That's the difference for Bishami. Why you're allowed to do the hot into the cold, but not the cold into the hot. Now, continuing this test, the master begins with the words of the Gemara. But regarding a path, that's going to be different. Shteis comes to explain that this amvati is actually klisheni. And also, what's the reason why you're not allowed to put into cold? You're not put cold water into it. The Gemara brought a brisa that a person is allowed to put hot into cold, but not cold into hot according to Beis Shammai. But according to Beis Hillel, you can do hot into cold, cold into hot. That the brisa says, that's talking about by a cup, klishen. But by amvati, and this is important, what's but amvati, you're allowed to do hot into cold, but not cold into hot. So Taisa explains, Nero it seemed the high amvati ayri, this bath actually is talking about kagunchu klisheni. It's actually also a secondary vessel. Because actually, if it was a kli, because it was a kli rishon, then why would you say that, oh, amvati is usur? Even a regular kli rishon, not only a bath that's hot for bathing, is also forbidden to put in cold into hot, like we explained before, because then that's going to cook. So therefore, actually, this bath is actually a kli sheni. And therefore, it says Taisi has to explain, it's not like a previous story that also brought in the bath. The comma where the Gemara had said, "Bikashti lanich pach bamvati," I wanted to put for Rebbe this flask of oil in the amvati, and he told me, no. First put the hot water into a kli sheni, and then put the flask inside, which obviously that means the amvati was a kli rishon. So this says Taisus that here, this amvati is not like that story amvati. Here it's actually kli sheni. And how do we know that it's not a kli rishon? May they come from the fact that the Gemara says, Safal enikamvati, says that a wash basin is not like a tub. And therefore, you're allowed to put in cold water into that wash basin. Now, The high safal akach klisheni. Says Taisa. Now this wash basin obviously is a klisheni because the ikli rishon, if it was a primary that was on the fire, am I in the gavad? Then why wouldn't it be like a bathtub? Obviously, it would be asur. Kli rishon does cook. You're not allowed to put the cold water into there. So if the safal is a klisheni, like we just proved, so the kavasei amvati. So when we're equating it to the bathtub, obviously when we're saying safal is like a mati, also have a klisheni. That's also a secondary vessel, and still there we say it's going to be asur. Now, Void Moreover says to you, if we're talking about a bathtub that's a kli rishon, that you not put cold water into it, then the bresa shouldn't have picked a bathtub. Elamechem, rather a hot water kettle, which is for drinking, which that would be dumi the case, that would be comparable to the other case in the bresa, where both of them are for drinking. And you say by kais is mutter, and by mechem would be asur. From the fact that we pick a bathtub, obviously we're talking about a bigger chiddush that even though it's like a kais, that's a klisheni, still it's going to be asur to put the cold water into it. Now, so Tais explains, the asur leflugi b'klisheni, because the braise is coming to differentiate in a secondary vessel, bein kais, between a cup, which is for drinking, which is more lenient, lamvati for a bathtub, lefishacham nabu, which is very hot, and therefore, like we said in the previous Tais, veikul lemigza, that you can make a decree, the raya isay cham and kolkach, someone's going to see it really hot. We're similar to the Bishamai, as we said in the previous tesis regarding drinking. Here, regarding the bath, everyone agrees, Beisil agrees, the Reisel Chamakoka, whoever sees it so hot, so with the Klevishan, they're going to think it's a Klevishan, and therefore, it's going to be Aster to put in the cold water into this hot bathtub, even though it is a cliche, and they really end up that it doesn't cook, the way Tais explains. Now, but then Tais has to explain, so then the Masnit and the Nakoba Mechim, so then why in our Mishnah did we pick specifically a Mechim Shepinehu, that the hot water kettle, Shehu Rishon, that it's a Kli Rishon. That's where the Mishnah was saying, not put cold water into it. Why are you saying that? Have a Mutzal Mei Mevati. You could have said a bigger Chiddush. A bathtub, Shehu Sheni, which is even just a secondary, still Lo Yitin L'Teich HaMayim, not put water into it, which even though it's a Sheni. So it says, yeah, but Ela Masnit Nimei B'Shtia. Because Amish is talking about drinking. Umaflik Ben Mechim, and Amish makes a different division between a hot water kettle, which is a Kli Rishon that they now put cold water into it, L'kais, to a cup, which is a Kli Sheni, which you're allowed to put cold water into it, and therefore there it picks Mechem, but here in the Braisa picks Amvati, which, yeah, for Mechem is by Kli Rishon, and in Amvati, because of Gezerah, it's even going to be forbidden as a Kli Sheni. The next taste, the Master begins the words of the Gemara, Mi Sabri Reb Shimon ben Asya, Seifakoy, you think Reb Shimon ben Asya is going on the Seifa of the Braisa? No, Areshakoy is going on the Resha. Chase explains, however, according to the Gemara's conclusion, that even Reb Shimon ben Asya would say it would be permitted to put cold into hot in a cup. And that is, the Gemara brought a brisa, which according up until now, the Machlekes Bishah Mesil, regarding a kais, if you're allowed to put the cold into the hot. So brisa says, that's by a cup. But bamvati, then you're allowed to put only the hot into the cold, but not the cold into the hot. And then you have the words of Rabbi Shimon Manasseh. He says, no, he says it's asr, which the Gemara assumes is by a bathtub, that even hot into cold you're not allowed to do. And Rav Nachman says, Halachas like Reb Shimon Manasseh. Now then the Gemara quotes Rav Yosef, who thought to say that a wash basin is not like a bathtub. And that Abaye said to him, but Rav Chiya says, a wash basin is not like a bathtub. So therefore, that's the conclusion. But then the Gemara says, wait, according to Rav Yosef, what he thought initially, that a wash basin is not like a bathtub, but since Rav Nachman says, look, Reb Shimon Manasseh, which is that a bathtub, wait, we assume that he's saying on the Sefer, that is even hot into cold is forbidden, and you're saying a wash basin is like a bathtub, so then you can never wash your feet and hands with warm water on Shabbos, because if a wash basin is like an avati, which is, then you're not even pouring the hot water into the cold, forget about hot, the cold into the hot, but a brison, Lam Tesma Bay, says you're allowed to wash your hands and your face and your feet with warm water on Shabbos, if it was water heated from before Shabbos, that, as the assumption of the Gemara is, obviously you have to cool it down a little bit, but you can never cool it down because you can't do hot into cold and cold into hot. So on that, the Gemara says, oh, according to what the Havin of Yisib was, Reb Shimon Manasseh was not going on the end of the Braisa, that Basil permit you to put in only hot into cold, but not hot. The Basil say you're allowed to put the hot into the cold at least, not the cold into the hot. Reb Shimon Manasseh was saying, oh, that's forbidden. No, Reb Shimon Manasseh was going on the Reisha, that Basil permit to put the cold into the hot in a cup. On that, Reb Shimon Manasseh was saying that's usher, as the Gemara meant to say that he was saying that no, Basil doesn't disagree in that case. But to put the hot water into the cold water in the bath, Shimon agrees that that's going to be permitted, and therefore it wouldn't be difficult why Safal is like Amvati. But now that's what Tais comes to say. He says, Adishya, Shimon Manasseh says, that it's forbidden to put the cold into the hot in a cup, the way the Gemara is explained now, this only according to what the Gemara had to resolve, what Rav Yosef thought to say in the beginning before it was contradicted from the Braisa Rav Chiya. But this that would come out according to the conclusion of the Gemara, the Safal Enikem Vati, as was proven by Zerb Chia, that a wash basin is not like a Bev. Koya Seifas, and that's going on the Seifa of the Braisa, obviously, which has the simple understanding of the Braisa, because that's talking about a cup, which is Vesaba Shap, Bshimim Naski Basil. Then therefore, Bshimim Naski holds like Basil. Regarding the laws of the cup, that he holds like Basil, that even the cold into the hot is going to be permitted, and therefore Baasya Masnit in the Sharia. So then the Braisa that says that it's permitted to put the cold water, Latoicha Kais, into the hot water in the cup, Ali but the Hilcha, so there that's going even according to the Halacha, where as the Gemara had said, the Halacha gives him Manasya, which again that he also ultimately says like Basil. It was only according to the Gemara's Havimina that then he was saying not like Basil regarding the cup. Now, but then Taisus asks, "If you're going to say Lamaida Sagadaydach, according to what the Gemara's Havimina was, that Reisha Koi that was going on the Reisha of Asav Kais, and he was saying that it's forbidden in a cup, which was he was disagreeing with what Basil said of Tzayin Latechamen, they nala put the cold into the hot, like the way Bishami says it. So then, if that's the case, my Kamashma and Rav Yisib, then what was Rav Yisib coming to say with this Chiddush, which is how we're explaining according to the Havimina? The Safal Arei Kamvati, that a wash basin is like a bathtub, that even though it's a cliche and it's forbidden to put cold water into it, but Kais Nami, even the cup, which is not even for bathing, which is more lenient than a wash basin, Harehu Kamvati, Lipshim Bimanasu, Dechaz Kabasei, the Halacha is also like a bathtub, according to Lipshim Bimanasu, the Halacha falls like him, that you're forbidden to put into cold water, for sure, wash basin, which for sure we're going to treat like a Kli Rishon. The Shlomit says, what you have to say is that the Rav Yosef, according to the Havimina, was not going Alibad Hilchas like Rav Shimon Manasseh. Rather, the Bishil HaSlashmin was coming to tell us in Bishil, the Shor Bukais, who they say by a cup, which a Klisheni, it's permitted to put cold water into it, into that water, still by a wash basin, they would agree that even though it's a Klisheni, it's like an Avati, and it would be forbidden to put cold water into it. Which, again, that was all according to the Havimina of Rav Yosef. The next test, the Master begins the words of the Gemara, Nisan Adam Kitan Shalmayim. A person could put in a flask of water. Tosfos can explain, why did Reb Chia have to say his teaching in two braises to say the same halacha that a wash basin is not like a bathtub? That is, the Gemara brought Reb Hunri the Yeshua that he says, I saw Rava. It wasn't particular regarding a klisheni. Put hot in the cold in the hot. The reason why it wasn't particular is because Reb Chia taught a braise that a person could put in a flask of water into a wash basin of water, whether hot in the cold or cold into hot. So you see that it's permitted to put the cold water even into a wash basin of hot water. But Taisus says, when Taimitim has to take a second look. Vamai loy maisi braisa le'el. Why doesn't the Gemara bring the previous braisa of Reb Chia, which said clearly the Safal in Kemvati that the wash basin is not like a bathtub, which is rather that it's like a cup, and that it's permitted. And that's why Rava wasn't particular about putting the cold water into the hot water in the wash basin, which is a cliche. Additionally, moreover, as Taisus, why did Reb Chia himself have to say his teaching in two different braises? The Hashem, what you could say is, no, because the Hashtag Kamashmal in this second braise is teaching an added Chiddush. Because when it's saying, Bein Chamen L'Teich Tzainin, that whether you're putting it hot into cold, or Bein Tzainin L'Teich Chamen, or cold into hot, why? What's the Chiddush? Because the Hidus of Elin Kamavati, the previous brace that said that a wash basin like a bathtub, Havmin, I would have said the Kari Reb Shimon Benasya, that was going on the teaching of Reb Shimon Benasya, the Asa Bamvati, that he said by a bathtub it's forbidden. I feel a Chamel Teich Tzainin on the law of his bathtub law, that he says that even hot into cold is forbidden. Valer come in, and there we would have thought to say Reb Chia is coming to say the Safal Eina Kamvati that a wash basin is not like a bathtub, meaning Vishari Chamel Teich Tzainin, regarding the laws of the bathtub, that you're allowed to put the hot into the cold. That's all I would know, because it's going Reb Shimon Benasya. Avotan Teich Chamel, but the cold into the hot, Avmin the Asa. I would have thought that's Asar. If you need the second verse to say that no, even regarding putting the cold into the hot, is going to be permitted even in the wash basin. Or another approach, if it's possible, says Tais actually that Hiahidl El, that Bryce of Reb Chia taught previously on the summit, Hayna Hachdach, it actually is the same as this Bryce we're quoting now. The words are different. El Shekitzer, it's just that the Gemara brings it in the bridge version, because when Nakan Lishna Reb Yisiv, it picks the types of terminology of Reb Yisiv, the Maisila. The reason why we brought it was to say, how could you say Savalas Gambati? Reb Chia says not like. So we say it in that bridge version, but it's really actually the same Bryce that we're bringing over here, that we see it's not like that, because you could put even the cold into the hut. The next test, the master test, against the words of the Gemara, Shani Hassan, there it's different, the Mifsik Kli, because you have the interposition of the vessel itself. Shteish can explain that this concept of Hefsek Kli is only by Kli Sheni, not by Kli Rishon. That is, the Gemara brought, as we mentioned, that Rava wasn't particular with a Kli Sheni. But Kli Sheni doesn't cook cold and hot, out of the cold. How do we know this? From the Brayse of Reb Chiya, where he says you could put a flask of water into a wash basin of water, whether cold and hot, hot to the cold. So you see clearly that by Kli Sheni is not a problem. On that point, said Rav Ashi, wait a second, maybe the Brayse says that's permitted is because you're putting the actual flask and the walls of the flask interposes between the cold water inside of it and the hot water on the outside of it, which that weakens it a little bit more. Maybe there it's going to be permitted. That was the Gemara's question. But Vim Temite says, and if you're going to say, wait a second, if that's a true point, a salient point, the Amal El, the Gemara previously of Mem Mabei said in that story where Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Dimi says, I wanted to go after Rebbe in the bathhouse. And I wanted to put a flask of oil that he could use in the bath. And Rebbe said to me, Tul b'klishe nivaten, first put the hot water into a secondary vessel and then put the flask of oil inside of that, meaning, Av b'kli rishon lo, but in the primary vessel. No, why not? Avagav de mifsig mana. There you had the oil in the flask, even though the vessel was in the way. You see that obviously mifsig mana doesn't mean anything. How is the Gemara saying that there it's different? And that was the Gemara's question because mifsig kli. So it says, what you could say is, no, because the hasam b'kli rishon. There the oil was in, the if you're going to put the oil in originally into that bathtub over there, that amount there was a kli rishon. There, you're right, as we see from Rebbe, that hefsek kli wouldn't help. But v'hachad b'kli sheni, here it's where in the secondary vessel, shani, maybe it's different, and that was the Gemara's question, maybe the hefsek kli would help, and therefore you can't bring your raya from the braisa of b'chia, that was the Gemara's question, on this supposed support for this teaching, that you see that safal, that kli sheni, that like for Rava, that loikopin, because you see it doesn't make a difference. Maybe it does make a difference because there it's, but then the Gemara says it's ma'ari reported, but that was the Gemara's question, that when we assumed it was with the bottle itself, then maybe that's what weakens it a little bit more. Again, that's only in the kli sheni, not by kli rishon.